Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
27526.
27526.
Yeah. Who did you say you were?
My name is Secret.
No, I mean, you said thank you for calling who?
Customer support.
Oh, for
who? And may I
for
have
who?
Your first and last name?
Karen McMahon.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
285 Marley Way, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the Platinum Ultra smartwatch on June 10th, paying $574 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
We have a charge on our card for $67.32. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. And that starts your first month membership and it buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
Okay, I don't have any record of us doing any of that.
Of doing what, ma'am?
Ordering any of this.
So you didn't place the order for the smartwatch on June 10th, paying $5.74?
Not that I know of, and my husband
so
doesn't.
It
That's
shows,
why I'm calling this number.
It shows it was delivered to your address on June 15th at 11:58
okay.
a.m.
Okay. I don't have anything like that.
Okay, could you verify your email address?
kbmcmahon2013@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am, so your email address, your phone number you called in on, your name and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take
okay.
credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So
right.
Before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge before I get you transferred to our fraud department.
Nope, I don't.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment while I get you transferred.
Okay.
I'm still here.